to the adventure and put them on W4ZY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
I become one with my demon. My dark side keeps me alive. Become one with my demon. Let the beast outside of my mind. Hell, I do sides to everyone. I have become one with my demon.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I am here with an incredible artist that was at one of my favorite festivals, Incarceration. Let's welcome to the show Mixie from Sticked Up Heart. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, man, Inc. was a really cool festival.
So you know what I love about that? I've been covering that festival every year. And, you know, I go and I do all the festivals, so I'm at one every single week. And my youngest daughter, she always says, "So, you excited to go to this festival?" And I say to her, "Well, I don't know if excited's the word. I mean, I love doing it, but when you do it every week, are you really excited about a specific festival?" And then the first time I ever did Inc., I was standing out there and I called her up. I was like, "Now I'm excited. I'm calling you from the prison yard of Shawshank."
Yeah. I mean, it was really a beautiful prison, actually. We did the whole prison tour and all that too, so we got to really see the history and the inside of it.
Oh, I'm glad you experienced that. And did you experience anything freaky? Because you know that actual prison is supposed to be haunted.
Yes. Okay, so, you know, whether you're a believer or not, this was a really weird coincidental situation. So in the prison, if you've seen Shawshank, they have all the, you know, all the cells that have like 6 floors or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, you walk through that in the tour, and the guy, as I was walking through, they have these lights above, and, you know, they tend to flicker on and off. When I walked by one of them, the light turned on. And then when I was walking back, the same exact light turned off. So I was like, "That's weird." And I asked the tour guide, you know, if that's a normal thing. He's like, "Oh yeah, we don't know if it's like some sort of electrical issue." And I was like, "Okay, that's very interesting." So we go into this whole other area on the other side of the cells, like around. And I specifically looked at one little light that was kind of somewhat on. Like it was like a very, very dim flicker of a light. And I was like, "If you're with us," I said out loud, "can you turn that light on?" And I watched it as it started to finally, that little tiny light just started to get stronger and stronger, and it finally snapped right on. And I was like, "Oh no." And then I was like, "Okay, one more time. If you're here, turn the next light on." And then the next light turned on immediately. And I was like, "Okay, I mean, I think something's here, you know?"
No doubt. And you know, that one before that, the one light that you were talking about, I know 3 people that have said that: you, somebody else, and myself. Because I saw that same thing happen where the light flickered off and flickered on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I, you know, some people don't believe in that kind of stuff, but it was definitely way too coincidental when I asked it specifically to turn on. That's when it was like, okay, it's not just an electrical issue. This is things, whatever is there is listening and it's doing things.
No doubt. And, you know, that stuff like runs strong in my family. So there were a couple rooms in that prison that, like, I walked in, I got the serious chills. I'm like, "Okay, I'm out."
Right. There are definitely those energies. There's certain cells that are a little bit darker than the next one, you know. It's an interesting energy either way. I felt like I was very heavy, but I think that was the lead paint. So I tried to, like, you know, be realist about it and not so, you know, it's a ghost.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too. I think about it now. I'm lucky that one of them didn't mess with me, because I actually had my photographer with me. I'm like, "Here, we're going to do a couple TikToks," and they're still in my drafts. I have to edit them. But I found like a couple hiding places, and I was scaring people as they were coming by.
Oh, God.
And we were catching it on video, and it was the best was some guy. It was like some big dude, and he was the most scared of all the people I got. It was pretty funny, but I'm like, yeah, let's catch this on TikTok. But I'm curious because I haven't seen the edits yet. If like somebody might have been messing with me, like when I look at the video and see if something comes up, that would be pretty wild.
Who knows? You know, I know they have some things, like they do the Halloween tours there, and
yeah,
they were setting up for that. So who knows? Maybe somebody was sitting there with the light switches, like messing with us. You know.
No doubt. And I love the tour. Like I took pictures lying on the prison bed and pretending that I was on the toilet. Of course, I wasn't going to touch the toilet at all, but I like kind of squatted right above it and my photographer take pictures of me doing stuff like that.
Yeah, our bass player dropped his pants and sat right on it. So,
oh wow,
we have one of you guys over here too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, what about the crowd itself for you after a year and a half with no festivals? And this was like, I think, the second festival in the States. I mean, how weird was that? That to me, that's kind of ghostly, to be honest.
Yeah. We, you know, in 2020, we had about 8 festivals planned. So everything was pushed. So, you know, everything got pushed to 2021. So we did get to play Rockfest in Wisconsin, and we got to play Upheaval Fest in Michigan in July. So, you know,
that's
the first
cool
festival we played, it had been almost 2 years, you know, since we played. So it was a long time, and it was very nerve-wracking. But by the time we got to Inc., that was our fifth festival, for the year. So we were already kind of warmed up. We've been on tour for 2 weeks, and you know, we were ready to rock that day for sure.
Nice. And how did the crowd seem? Because I see that festival's also got like a local flavor to it. So like these people probably were chomping at the bit because that's probably the first thing in their town in like 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, the energy was awesome. Everybody was like stopping by. You know, we were the first ones on the main stage, which was pretty cool. We got to basically open up on Rob Zombie's stage. So it was a huge stage, and the people were already ready to watch, which was cool. There's a whole bunch of people already there for us. And we're not like, you know, we're not Rob Zombie status yet. But as the show went on, more and more people kind of gathered in. So we've gotten like people that have messaged us saying, I was just walking by to go to see a different stage and I stopped because it was interesting to me. So it was cool. We definitely gained a few more fans, I guess. I don't like to call them fans, like friends of the band. And it was a really good energy.
I love that about festivals. Like, that's the coolest thing. When I hear people talk about, oh, this band dropped out, I'm like, that's not what a festival's about. Festival's about the bands you would never go see. And then you're like, oh my God, they're insane.
Yeah, I had a really good time watching the other bands as well. I got to check out Motionless in White that day. We got to check out Hailstorm, which, I mean, we toured with them for about a month in 2019. So it was really cool to see them. They're just insane. I love Lizzie, a huge girl crush on her. And then we watched some Asking, and we kind of got to see a little of Zombie. It was a closed side stage, so we couldn't really go out there, but yeah, it was, still a really, really cool time.
Totally. So, and let's also talk about your, you know, latest music that you've had out, you know, why people should check it out and get it. Like, especially, I mean, you got the song Lost, and that's pretty cool that Sully is on there. How did that happen?
Yeah, we got put together in a writing session before, at the very beginning of the record. And so I flew out to the Boston area, and we became friends. And he's just kind of the kind of person that I felt like I'd known him for my whole life. Like, we were just instantly like, oh, you're my friend. And over time, we kept in touch. And then management was like, you should ask him to sing on something. And I was like, all right, I'll ask him. So I asked. Sorry about my puppy. He's barking.
That's okay. That adds a little flavor to the interview. I like it.
Yeah, we got a little puppy, her first tour. But yeah, so Foley and I became friends. She said, as long as it's the right song. And yeah, Lost, I was listening to it when the album was almost done. I was like, I think this could be a good, there's a good breakdown bridge part in here that might be cool for him to sing. And he liked it. So I flew to Nashville. We tracked the vocals, long story short. And then he was like, who's going to sing my part? And I'm like, well, preferably you. So then we did a tour with them and it worked out really well.
I love it. So I have to ask, though, what kind of puppy?
It's a Pomsky. It's a Pomeranian Husky.
Wow.
So it's like a miniature, tiny 15-pound max Husky.
Wow, that would be so cool because, like, Huskies are so cool looking, but I like smaller dogs. So
yeah.
That must be awesome.
That was my thing.
And you also, you know, foster and bottle feed cats. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did a lot of bottle feeding during the pandemic. Basically, if there's a kitten that somebody finds, they bring it to the shelter. The shelter calls the rescue, and they try to find a home or a foster for it before the end of the day. Otherwise, they euthanize the kittens because they don't have the resources to feed them every couple hours. So because of the high demand and not enough people, I'm just very passionate about helping those little babies that need someone to take care of them 24/7. And whenever I'm off the road, obviously, I try to help as many as I possibly can, but it's definitely huge. It fills my soul, you know?
I love it. How did that first come about? When did you first initially start doing that? And what made that happen?
It was about almost 7 years ago. I quit drinking. And I didn't know what else to do, like, with my time, because I was living in Hollywood, you know, party like a rock star. I didn't really know what else there was to do aside from go to the bar and hang out with your friends and play music. And I started looking online, and an ad came up for kitten bottle feeding class. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And so I went. And then they were like, oh, there's a kitten shower tomorrow at Best Friends Animal Society in Los Angeles. And so I was like, that sounds fun too. So I just was finding things to do with my time, and I just fell in love with it. And I fostered over 52 animals.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's wild. Thank you for doing that, because not everybody would put themselves out like that to help these animals that definitely need our help.
Yeah, I wish there was more people to help, because there's so many that definitely need it. But for me, I guess it's kind of selfish. It really makes me feel like I'm doing something to give back in this world. And instead of us all take all the time, and it just it makes me feel like a better person when I'm helping something that needs me, you know?
No doubt. So tell everybody how they can connect with you on the socials, on the web, how they can get Darkness and check it out and all your merch and all that great stuff.
Yeah, you can just go to stitchedupheart.com. We have our Facebook, Stitched Up Heart Rock, Twitter, Stitched Up Heart, Instagram, Stitched Up Heart, Spotify, Stitched Up Heart, pretty much Stitched Up Heart everything, and it shouldn't be too hard to find it. All our tour dates are up. We're got like a couple more weeks of this tour with Butcher Babies and Infected Rain, and then we go to the UK in December, our first United Kingdom. Just find us online and get our new album, Darkness, if you can. Pick it up on Apple Music.
And I'm not even going to say if you can. I'm going to tell them they need to get it, or else the little doggy's coming after them.
Yeah, the dog will be able to eat if you don't buy the record.
Exactly, exactly. Well, thank you for the great music and the amazing live show, and thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Hey, it's Mixie from Stitched Up Heart, and you're listening to The Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.